Since the dawn of time, there have been stories of great heroes and their victories. This is no such story.
A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction, Episode 1, Harbingers of Calamity, Part 1. Voicing for Dave, Dylan, Eugene, Jason, Joan, Melissa, and Will was provided by Todd Roth, Ian McGowan, Adam Bauer, William Mead, Laura Turner, Rebecca Coleman, and Daniel Williams. Our narrator is voiced by your good friend and mine, Hams McChowan. Additional voicing provided by William Mead, Zach Minnett, and Sarah Williams. The main theme was performed by the Interplanetary Destruction Players, featuring Ian McGowan, Nicole Kobola, Matt Pace, Dave Rivolo, Brian Sale, and Daniel Williams. This episode features original music by Daniel Williams and Ian McGowan. The song Pair of Eyes appears courtesy of the band Humdrum. Find them online at humdrumband.com. Evelyn Mosh appears courtesy of Obsidian Shell, online at obsidianshell.com. Now sit back and listen to the rest of this super sweet-ass theme song.
The tale begins in a backyard fallout shelter, a Cold War era relic in the forgotten backwoods town of Salem. A place not particularly interesting, but there you have it.
Melissa, it's really nice of you to come back for the funeral. I mean, it's been what, like 9 years? Kind of figured you'd eventually forget about us.
Forget about you? Forget about epic D&D battles and the powers of crystal healing? Forget about Eugene? Dave, he was like a brother and a bodyguard. If not for Eugene, high school would have sucked even worse. He always had my back. And Dave?
Yeah?
It's been 12 years. I've missed you guys.
Well, it's good that you're here. Shame that your reason for visiting is so melancholic.
Agreed. So, is Dylan coming?
I'm not sure. Let me get the hatch. Hey, Dylan. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Dave. Can you believe this weather? The blackout gave the funeral a very Twilight Zone feel.
Right? I have expected the casket to be missing when the lights came back up. Dylan, how you holding up?
What up, man? Melissa? Been a while. You look well.
Yeah, you too. I heard your software company is doing all right.
Yep. We took in $500,000 last quarter.
Actually, Dylan, we took in $426,979.56. You never read the books.
That's why you're the money guy. I'm more big picture.
Glad you guys could make it. We're gonna get started as soon as Will and Joan get down here. Oh, Melissa, I still have your character sheet, by the way.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised you hung on to it for so long.
You kidding? I had it laminated.
In what was her grandparents' home, Joan runs a New Age wellness shop that supplements its revenue from the occasional sale of marijuana.
Electrical storms continue to move through Salem County. Experts say that, though the storms are highly unusual, they can occur under the right circumstances. No fatalities have occurred, but there have been several reports of injury due to lightning strikes. Salem Light and Power encourages customers to call 1-800-555-6774.
Salutations! I'm Joan. Welcome to the Happy Crystal. How can I help your dis-ease today?
Sweet wolf shirt.
Thanks. I've named them, actually. This one's Romulus, and here's Remus.
So, like, you dispense stuff, right?
Of course. We just received a shipment of enchanted quartz necklaces, as well as beginner sets of wellness crystals, which you can pair with various oils if you want. We also have a strength dragon etched into rose lumerian rutile, or we have amethyst for depression and diarrhea.
Yeah. I'll take one of those necklaces. One of those Lumerarian, one of those dragon things, an eighth of Kush, the wind chime thingy over there, and some tarot cards.
So, just the drugs then?
Yeah.
Fine. That'll be $75. Make sure you tell your friends and be safe.
Sweet, thanks.
Joan, hurry up and close. We're gonna get started early.
Just a minute, dear brother. Greetings. Let me know if you need assistance, and just to let you know, we will be closing in...
Now, Joan! We've got to do this! It's important! And bring the pudding cups!
Sorry about that. My brother lives in the backyard bunker. What can I help you find today?
Joan, I'm not interested in your trinkets and baubles. Are those strength dragons? Give me three, Never mind. Joan, I've taken a great interest in you.
That's sweet, but who the hell are you, and how do you know my name?
Seriously? Your brother just called you by name.
Are you high? You seem a little high.
Irrelevant. Also, a little. okay, Joan, be well. Time is short, and the end comes too soon. Keep your crystals close, Joan.
Wait right there. Dave! Dave, come meet my new friend! What was your name again?
What?
Joan, let's move it. Everyone is waiting. Who the hell are you talking to, and why is it so foggy?
Damn it. I could just tell he was gonna buy like 100 strength dragons. Is everything ready?
Jesus Christ, yes! Melissa and Dylan are awkwardly chatting and Will just pulled up. Jason is here too.
Okay, let me grab some supplies. I want to do a cleansing ritual. Your bunker smells like frozen burrito farts.
Don't you guys think it's weird to be gaming this soon after Eugene's funeral?
Dave thinks this will bring some closure to the D&D group, and I think it's an appropriate send-off.
You know what's weird is playing through a session without Eugene enthusiastically swinging a giant foam warhammer.
Take that, you wretched sea hag!
Damn it, Eugene! You spilled Mountain Dew all over my character sheet!
I'm gonna miss that laugh.
I'm gonna miss that magnificent bastard.
I can't believe he's gone. Do we even know how he died?
I heard Will was with him when it happened. He looked pretty out of it at the funeral.
Well, he was probably a little high.
Yeah, I was a lot of high.
Hey, Will. How are you holding up?
Oh, you know, feelings.
Listen, can you tell us how Eugene died?
Yeah, we were in the park running drills for this month's LARPing tourney. After last month's crushing defeat, Eugene devised a brilliant strategy, utilizing a makeshift deer stand to launch an aerial attack.
Well, this is brilliant. I think this is going to work out really well. I can see for 100 yards. No one will capture our flag this day.
Hey, you know, this is a great plan, man. Just, you know, be careful.
I'm as careful as the day is long. Now throw me my horn of Mountain Dew so that I may celebrate this glorious achievement.
Heads up, buddy. Eugene! Genie? Buddy?
God, that's terrible. You guys started LARPing?
Melissa, LARPing is great.
We don't have time to expound on the benefits of live-action roleplay, bountiful though they may be. We have a funeral to hold. Melissa, I've already given you Sastrix the Necromancer. I'm sure you remember everyone's character. Will, here's Bjorg Jorgensen the Bard. Dylan, here's Rouse Dower the Rogue. Jason, here's Ohm the Druid at One with Nature. And Joan, here's Put Down the Damn Crystals!
David, calm your voice. I'm performing a cleansing ritual.
It's clean enough. Here's Hildegard Thickwick, the cleric, protector of the weak and healer of the sick. And, as always, I am Leofric Thickwick, loyal scribe, journaling your heroic exploits throughout the land. Okay, everyone's all leveled up. Let's begin. The party has gathered in the Great Hall of Stangrat. The harbingers of calamity come together for the final time to pay their respects to fallen comrade Helmin Bloodfist Wolfgast. You must stand guard over his body until sunrise to ensure his passing to the shores of Valhalla. The Dark One, sensing Helmin's demise, will surely come to claim his body for twisted and nefarious purposes.
David.
The weather's been weird all day. It's fine. Let's move on. Dusk has fallen, and the last embers of sunlight trickle through the stained glass windows. It will be a long night. Okay, what do you guys want to do?
Let's light some torches.
As you move about the hall, the room is bathed in a flickering glow.
Dave, you've gotten really good at this.
Thanks, Melissa. I took a creative writing class at the community college. Anyway,
As the final torch springs to life, the ancient stone walls begin to tremble.
That was weird.
The trembling grows to a deafening roar.
Dude, what the fuck?
Dave, how are you doing this?
It's not me. It must be coming from outside.
Our heroes are plunged into darkness where they slept. Dave opens his eyes and sees Will hunched over him. He notices a strange feeling in his pants.
Hey, buddy. How you feeling? You okay?
What happened to us? Was there an earthquake? Why is your hand in my pocket?
Yeah, there was a noise, and I guess we all blacked out. I was just checking your pulse.
Yeah, well, your grasp on anatomy is poor. And I'm broke, so quit looting. I don't feel any aftershocks. Let's get the table set up again. We owe it to Eugene to see this game to the end.
Give it a rest, David. Something weird is going on. Do you smell that? The air smells different.
Yeah, like, is it patchouli and burrito farts?
Real nice. Let's at least go outside and make sure nothing's on fire.
No way in hell I'm going out there.
Let the gods decide! We roll for it! Joan, you've been chosen! Take care!
David, don't be ridiculous. I've got my crystals. I'll be fine.
What Joan sees is barely comprehensible. The hatch opens to a beach. The sights and sounds are alien. The color of the water and the sky are more intense than anything seen by human eyes.
Oh. My. Goddess. Everyone, you need to come see this!
Everyone follows Joan to the surface. They are in awe.
Are you guys seeing this?
You mean the pink ocean?
The eight-winged devil crow?
The two-headed midget listening to an old-school Walkman?
Yes, yes, and Jesus Christ, no.
Grief drugs are weird.
Dude. Will, did you spike the pudding cups?
No. This is clearly mass hallucination brought on by grief. We're still in Dave's backyard.
If we're hallucinating, then hit me.
With pleasure.
Ow, fuck! Okay then, not hallucinating.
Guys, I don't like the look of the devil bird.
Jason, shut the fuck up. Can someone check their phone?
I left mine on the table. Let's head back down to the bunker and work through this.
Guys, the hatch is gone.
Holy mother of dragons, the hatch is gone. We're standing in quicksand!
David, you don't know this is quicksand.
Joan, we are standing on a pink beach under an orange sky. We don't know shit about dick. Now help me dig. It's gotta be down here somewhere.
Guys!
What, Jason? What?
I think the eight-winged devil crow has spotted us.
Run!
Where?
Look! We can run to the woods for cover.
You got me! Game over, man! Game over!
Calm down. I've got a pine sap infused herbal salve with basil.
That sounds like it'd be really good on toast.
Joan, will you stop? Oh my god, it's working. The pain is gone.
Of course it is. I told you guys, the stuff works.
Do you guys smell that? It smells delicious. I can see the smoke through the trees.
Okay, might as well check it out. Beat standing in the woods. Everyone, grab a stick to protect yourself.
The party falls upon what appears to be an abandoned campsite.
It doesn't look abandoned.
Shut up, Melissa.
You're right. Look, there's food and a spit, gear, weapons, a satchel. Will, stop looting. We don't know whose stuff this is.
Oh my god. Guys, this is my loot.
Dude, you don't own a loot.
No, not my loot. My character's loot. This is the loot of Bjorg Jorgensen. Look at the carvings representing the Battle of Anabok. And this is the amulet we found at the bottom of the haunted Lake Lepengundi.
Login day. It's login day.
Jesus, what is going on here?
Shh! Somebody's coming.
Who goes there? Be warned, I have crystals of great power.
Of course you do.
Who is this mysterious man? Why is Dylan such a dick? Did you know Will is gay? Find the answers to these questions and more on the next episode of A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction!
What up, man? What up, man?
Bring the pudding cups! Bring the pudding cups!
What up?
What up?
What up?
Damn it!
Bring the pudding cups!
Damn it! Damn it!
Damn it, Eugene!
Guys?
The bunker smells like frozen burrito farts.
Guys?
Burrito farts?
Guys? You got me! Guys? Game over, man! Game over! You got me! Guys?
You've never read the books.
Damn it!
Damn it, Eugene! Damn it, Eugene!
Bring the pudding cups! Bring the pudding cups!
That was weird.
Don't forget, make sure to find us on Facebook and Twitter.